Right, Bob Kennedy coming shortly. But while we're waiting, we'll do a wee sound check while you're listening to some edited highlights.
They talk like cowboys, then I close my eyes and slip into a dream. I wish that I could see America. Hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? I'm gonna shoot my woman, caught her messing with another man.
Right, that was did the quickest sound check in the world. That was good.
Still too long
good.
For me.
Good, yeah. By the way, on the highlights, I think it was a bit of Rock and Roll Heaven and your version of Hey Joe and America and things like that. You know,
quite nice.
Yeah, good stuff. By the way, here with the official intro, Bob Kennedy. How you doing? All right.
Good, Johnny. How are you?
Right. Listen, I meant to ask you this years ago and never did. The Bob thing.
Aye.
Right. How did that transfer when you get? So you're named after a bread product, you know, that kind of.
Yeah.
Would you not have been better with, ladies and gentlemen, presenting Martin J. Kennedy or something like that? You know?
It works around the world. In France, I'm known as Croissant Kennedy.
Bagel Kennedy.
Bagel. Yep.
No, just was it never said to you by, you know, all these record execs? Listen, we know you're Bob. You know, you gotta be called something else.
Well, some people thought it was BOP, like a jazz name. They thought it was
cool.
Bebop. Like, hey. Yeah. Bap, great, but it's bap.
Yeah,
as in right. Small bread roll.
Aye,
as you well know.
Do you ever explain that if you're in Belfast and you're called Kennedy or Hughes, and you get called bap?
I tried to explain it a few times, and it never really got through. Never really got through to people, no.
All right, okay.
But it's good to be the only bap in the music business.
Well, there you go.
It's like,
well,
I don't know, Sting.
Sting,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Madonna. Exactly.
I just wondered, and you know, because the people who sort of own record companies and back, you know, when you were, you know, saying to all these people, you know, did they ever pull you aside and say, "Listen, we've thought about this. Yeah. You're now called Ziggy or something," you know?
No, they all seem to think it was a good name. So
all right,
there you go.
No, so just wondered. Sorry,
I nearly changed it at one point myself. I was going to change it because I thought, "Bop, you know, come on," but. It is. It has worked out for me.
Yeah. Okay, as you say, you're the only one. You go down. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
right. You're the only one there. Good stuff. Listen, the last time you were in, you were telling us about you'd done the album with Mark Knopfler and everything else. How did that work out then?
It went really well. We did the album came out in the end of January 2012, and we just really went on the road for a year. And we were in Italy a couple of times, going to France. We're in Germany, Holland, America, loads of places. And we sort of did our last couple of shows at the end of January in Italy. And now I'm on a bit of a writing break. But it's been really good. You know, the album has gone down very, very well in lots of places.
Yeah. Did the fact that Knopfler's name was tied on, did it open more doors than usual?
It's nothing to do with it.
No, did you notice any difference in
of
the response from the media,
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. People immediately, you know, were interested to find out more about me and because of the Knopfler connection. A lot of Mark Knopfler fans and because of the social networking thing, you know, it's dead easy to just click on and find out more and, you know, I've been discovered by a few people. So it's good.
Yeah. Did you ever think you would still be trying to convert people like 30 years down the line, you know?
That's my job.
Yeah.
You know, that's my job. I'm just trying to make good records and have an interesting life. That's my ambition, you know. And keep doing that is really what it's all about for me.
Yeah. You mentioned taking a writing break. Do you deliberately take a break to write? Or, I mean, I know some acts will say, these songs all come to me on tour. But as you know, it can be hectic on tour. You don't get 2 minutes.
Well, you don't really. It's not really a good place to write songs. But I'm always collecting ideas for songs. But you actually sit down with a guitar and figure out the verse, the chorus, how long it's going to last. That takes a bit of, it's like doing your homework. So you've got to really, I have to allot time for that and sit down and do that, you know, as a task.
Mm. How much of a chore is it, again, as a songwriter? Because you tend to use a kind of stripped down band, you know. Mm-hmm. So because you're not using a brass section and, you know, mad metal drum kit and everything, you know, it can, things can tend to sound similar.
Yeah.
Do you, are you hard on yourself when you write a song and then maybe think, well, it sounds too like the one on the album, you know, two albums ago, and I'll have to change it? I mean, is it a big problem?
Not really, because I think you have a sound. Anyway, you try to find your own sound, and it's really about songwriting. It's find an interesting idea, and I find if I come up with a good idea, the song more or less writes itself. But like, for example, that song Jimmy Sanchez was about the Chilean miner.
Yeah.
And I saw that newsflash and wrote the song literally about a minute later.
Yeah.
You know, because I had a few chords in my head and a little tune, and that just, it all came together. It's finding the ideas.
Yeah.
You know, and the ideas are the thing that I think that, you know, you've only got a limited amount of chords, you've only got a limited amount of instruments, but I think the ideas need to strike a chord with people.
Yeah.
Like something like that, for example.
Yeah. Your sound in recent years has been quite soft.
Yeah.
And listenable. Do you ever think, I'm going to go back to when it was the Energy Orchard and it's going to be, you know, like really rock it up again? Do you ever get tempted to do that?
Well, I'm doing a little bit of production at the moment with a young band called the Hard Jets, and that's kind of rock and roll. So that's kind of my, that's doing it for me for that side of it, you know. But I always end up going back to doing what I like, which is, you know, music you listen to at night.
Yeah.
With a, you know, glass of wine and a candle or something, you know.
Yeah. No, to be honest, I was looking through some photographs of you on Tinternet earlier on, and I think the best photograph you ever had on your covers to give the atmosphere of the album, the one where you're walking down the cobbled street.
Aye.
Outside the Duke of York, Lonely actually.
Street, yeah.
Yeah. But that, just even looking at that picture, yeah, with a lot of the music you've been doing recently, that sums it up. Well,
that's,
you know,
my thing, you know, that's what I do. I make music that's really, it's for people my age too, you know. It's for my peer group, my age group, and it's music that I listen to, which is usually I listen to music at night. And I usually listen to music that, you know, music for the head rather than for the hips, you know.
You used to like Slade, didn't you?
Oh, aye.
Yeah.
I loved Slade.
I remember having conversations about this because I was a Sweet fan, you're a Slade fan, and, you know.
Slade were fantastic.
Yeah. Did you ever meet Noddy Holder in your travels?
Not yet.
No?
Not yet. It's still on my list, I think, of things to do, you know, to meet Noddy. Sooner or later, I think that'll happen, you know.
Yeah. I met him one night in here. I was doing the Kelly show.
Oh, right.
And I had a beer with him. It was just
fantastic. Was he wearing a big hat?
No, but he was looking at me as if, because he knew I was just staring at him. This is Noddy Holder. This is Noddy Holder, you know. And he was like basically sent ways up, you know, that. But, I mean, on your travels, I mean, okay, you got to work with Mark Knopfler. Yeah. Who else have you bumped into that you might have, you know, been a fan of before?
Well, most of the people that I've worked with over the years, I mean, I suppose working with Steve Earle and people like that.
Yeah.
I worked with Shane McGowan quite a bit. You know, we had a wee band together for a while. That was pretty interesting, you know. Who else is there now? Let me think. Who else have I been working with? A bit of Van Morrison, you know.
Yeah.
Did a lot of stuff with Van over the years, you know. And I haven't really met anybody. I'm Nick Lowe's quite an interesting character. I like him. I like his music, and he's a really nice guy. You know,
he was great.
Yeah,
yeah.
So people like that, really. People, it's other songwriters, I suppose. Really, you know?
Yeah. Again, it's sort of, you can mention all those names, very blasé, but these are people who you would have, you know, been buying the records and all years ago. You know?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
So, do you find yourself sitting going, "This is Nick Lowe"? Right. You know, this is Shane McGowan.
There's a bit of that.
They're pinching themselves going, "This is bad."
it's hard to work with a living legend, you know, and they're always nervous when they meet me.
No, but you know what I mean? It's a mark of how you come on, you know, when you're sort of casually mentioning this is who you work with now.
I know, but I used to work with you. You were in a band with me.
I dine out on it every night.
And then it all went downhill for me.
Here, there was a picture in the Allentown Town News a couple of weeks ago. Did you see it?
I saw it. It was
before
I was born, that picture. I was very young.
It was funny. They had a competition. Who is this band?
Aye.
1981,
I think it was.
It's somebody sent me a copy of it, and I was like, whoa, you know. But yeah. It just shows you. Well, listen, you know, it flies in. The time flies in. So listen, you're back. You're gigging again.
Yep.
Where? The Hollywood Festival.
In Hollywood. Just up the road there.
Right.
It's the first year of it. It's on for 3 nights from the 12th of April. I'm headlining the first night, and it's a bit of community spirit, you know. We're trying to get a festival going up there. So this is the first year, like I say, and I'll be doing it with the band on Friday the 12th. So there you go.
Right. I say the Farriers are playing. I only because I know them. They've been in here. They're a great band. The Hard Jets, this band you're working with?
Yeah.
And what is it, a rock band?
It's a rock and roll band, yeah.
Right. The Empire, CQT, Kenny McDowell, Rob McCulloch. Of course, you know Rob.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I know you know Rob, and we all mixed in the same musical circle. Have you ever played with Rob?
I've played with Rob a few times.
Have you? Yeah. Just wondered, because only sometimes you can, yeah. You know, it can run parallel, but never actually overlap. See, Fleiss Harry are playing at the festival as well. Celtic Soul, that's the Van tribute act. Mercy Lounge, Sabre Jets. Have you seen the Sabre Jets?
Brian Young's band. I've seen a bit of them on
brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And whether you think you like rockabilly music or not, that's a night out. It really is.
I won't see those boys.
So what venue are you playing in, Bob?
It's called the Main Room, the big hall. It's across, there's a bar called the Dirty Duck, and that's the centre of things. And we're across the road in the main hall. And it's Kinniger in Hollywood.
All right, yeah.
So if you find the Dirty Duck, you'll find the big hall. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. So
and
you're
the Guitar Rooms in Hollywood are promoting. That's their festival. So there's a phone number down there if you want to give them the number.
It's a brilliant lineup. It really is a brilliant lineup. So that's folks. If you want the number, 90-424245.
Or go to tickets. My website, bobkennedy.com.
Can you get tickets there?
Yeah, you can get tickets there as well.
Okay. Are you on top of all this website, Facebooky stuff? Do you do your own?
I have a team of people.
No, it's surprising in this industry because we know what a great help it is, all the internet and Twitter and everything else, but a lot of people still can't don't do it.
You got to do it. If you're in the music business, I think you really have to do it, you know. You got to reach people, and people, I mean, years ago you didn't know how to find, you know, interesting, you know, you had to discover music. It took you a long time to find it. Now you can just click a button and you can find the most obscure thing you've ever come across.
Yeah.
So that's the good side of it. It's like a cool big brother sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, the record collection that wouldn't otherwise be available to
exactly.
you. And as you say, for advertising gigs and everything else, it's the equivalent of doing 1,000 poster runs in one night.
Absolutely. It's a lifeblood for if you're a performer, you know.
Yeah, no, it is. I just wondered because so many people have sat there and said, "Listen, I don't do this. My girlfriend does it, or my wee cousin does it for me." Because seriously. Right, you're going to sing a song for us. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a song called Unforgiven.
Right.
Which is the one we do quite a lot.
Right.
With my good friend Gordon McAllister.
Gordy going to play guitar there. I won't tell you what Dougie Smith told me to say to you. No.
Soft and low like a mother's heartbeat. I've been trying to get my mind off me, but I'm more self-conscious than I've ever been. By the time you get this, I'll be long gone. God's my witness. It's all there in black and white. It's just the story of my life. You either get it or you don't. You're the only one I've ever told. By the time you get this, I'll be long gone. God's my witness. And it's hard to keep living when I know I'm unforgiven. There was nothing else I could have done. Not with the cards they give me. you think you'll ever forgive me? By the time you get this, I'll be long gone. God's my witness, and it's hard to keep living when I know I'm unforgiven, unforgiven, unforgiven.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Thank you.
Listen, thanks, boys. Gordon, thank you, sir. Thank you. That was terrific.
Thank you very much.
Is he playing in the band in Hollywood?
Oh,
right. Who else is in the band?
My wife on bass guitar and a fine drummer called Rob Bennett. It's a rock and roll unit.
Oh, I know Rob.
Oh, he's a good player.
Good player. He's a good player.
Not as good as you like. But, he is.
Rob, he'll sack you. You'll get a phone call. Listen, Bob, thanks for coming in.
Thank
good
you,
luck
John.
With the gig. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, mate. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks,
all
boys.
The best.